is Bob Murphy with Ralph Kiner and Lindsay Nelson. Game one in the National League Championship Series. The New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. It will be Tom Seaver against Jack Billingham. Right now, here's one of your favorite Mets.
I'm Jerry Kuzman of the Mets. This broadcast comes to you through the courtesy of WHN Store Radio and is authorized under radio rights granted by the New York Mets solely for the entertainment of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, or other use of the description and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the New York Mets is prohibited.
Beautiful day for a ball game. The sky is partly cloudy. The temperature about 70. We'll be back with the starting lineup in just 1 minute.
Make your customer feel like you're doing him a favor, and you've lost him.
Jim Pios, a McDonald's manager.
We serve people fast, serve them food that's hot and fresh, and we serve them with a smile.
You and your family deserve a break at McDonald's, and things like better service are what that break is all about.
In other restaurants, the more you smile, the bigger the tip. We don't take tips here, but we smile anyway.
Hi, gals. This is John Bowman. And starting this Monday on my show, you'll have a chance to win some cash with a high-low game. We'll have a cash jackpot, and if you guess what it is, it's yours. But you could go too high.
Too high?
Or maybe you'll guess too low. Maybe you'll be lucky enough to hit it right on the button. Anyway, it should be a lot of fun. Tune me in Monday, 10 to 3. I'll be looking for you.
14. That is on the mound. Get ready to go for the lineups and the batting orders. Here's Ralph Kiner.
All right, Bob Murphy. And for the Mets, Wayne Garrett will lead off. He'll be up third. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Meehan. Batting third, playing right field, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth, the first baseman, John Milner. Batting fifth, playing left field, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jerry Grody. Batting seventh, playing center field, Don Hahn. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. And Tom Seaver, the pitcher, batting ninth. For the Reds, Pete Rose will lead off. He'll be in left. Batting second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third, playing third, Dan Dreesen. Batting fourth and playing first base, Tony Perez. Batting fifth, the catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting sixth, playing right field, Ken Giffrey. Batting seventh and center fielder, Cesar Geronimo. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Darrell Chaney. And the pitcher, Jack Billingham, batting ninth. And now for the play-by-play, Bob Murphy.
All right, Ralph, Wayne Garrett stepping in. Here's the first pitch of the day at a fastball. Goes up. They are expecting a crowd, a standing room crowd of 56,000 fans. In comes the pitch by Billingham. Breaking ball inside and low. One ball and one strike to Wayne Garrett. On the year, Wayne hitting at 256. Down the stretch in September, he hit 323. And a sinker taken low, a sinking fastball, two balls and a strike. Over the regular season, the Reds won 8 of 12 games from New York. Perhaps more significant to the Mets, they won 4 of the last 7. And a ground ball hit hard. It hits the first base bag, bounds into right field. A base hit for Wayne Garrett. Hard ground smash. Tony Perez was in front of the ball waiting. It hit the first base cushion. Took a high bounce in the air. Came down in very short right field. Garrett is on with a single to right. It brings up Felix Meehan. They're in the ninth inning at Baltimore. The Orioles lead the Oakland A's 6-0. Jim Palmer, pitching a brilliant ball game, had struck out 12 in 7 innings. Now Felix Meehan is the hitter, batted 290 during the regular season, and had 185 base hits. 19-game winner Jack Billingham delivers, bunted by Meehan up the first baseline. The play goes to first base, Perez to Morgan. And Meehan does his job, moving Garrett over to second base. Now the hitter, Rusty Staub. Rusty hit safely in his last 15 regular season ball games. And in September, batted 307 and knocked 16 runs in. As the Mets came roaring down the stretch, winning 20 of their last 28 ball games. Billingham, during the regular year, won 19, lost only 10, led the league in shutouts. He had 7. Breaking ball inside and low, it is ball 1. The matchup today, Billingham and Seaver. both boasting records of 19-10. During the regular season, Billingham beat the Mets twice without a loss, including a 2-1 victory over Tom Seaver. Fastball outside to Rusty Staff. Two balls and no strikes. For Cincinnati in the infield, Tony Perez at first. Joe Morgan playing second, Darrell Cheney at short, and Dan Dreesen is at third. Pete Rose in left, Cesar Geronimo in center, and rookie Ken Griffey is a rounded right. The catcher, Johnny Bench. Ball of strike. 2-1 to Rusty Staub. Rusty led the club in RBIs. He drove 76 runs home. Beautiful day in the Queen City of Cincinnati, Ohio. Johnny Bench providing the target time asked for by Rusty Staub. Garrett is on second. One man away. We are just underway. Tomorrow's game, Don Gullett pitches for Cincinnati. John Matlack for New York will be on the air at 4 p.m. Following the game, the two teams head for New York. Now the pitch. Curve outside, ball three. Billingham goes 3-1 on stop. Now both of the right-handers in today's game are really outstanding pitchers. They rarely hurt themselves by walking batters. 3-1 delivery. Ball four. The sinking fastball is low. Rusty Staub goes down to first base, and it brings up John Milner. The month of September was not a good month for John Milner. He was in a batting slump. Milner only four hits in his last 42 times at bat. During the regular season, John hit 239, 23 home runs, 72 runs batted in. Billingham, a sinker ball pitcher, has his sign from Bench Delivers. And a drive hit hard up the middle, a base hit by John Milner. Around third being held up as Garrett. And the throw was... Would have gotten it, but he held up. Beautiful decision by Eddie Yost. Geronimo probably has the best throwing arm of any outfielder in baseball. That includes people like Cesar Cedeno. He uncorked the throw from center field that you had to see to believe. A bullet right to Johnny Bench. But Eddie Yost gave Garrett the sign to hold up. The bases are loaded with one out. And Pedro Borbón gets up in the bullpen for the Cincinnati Reds. Milner hitting the first pitch, a line single into center field. Now Garrett is on third. Staub on second. Milner on first, and the batter is Leon Jones. Leon finished very strong, wound up hitting .260 for the year. In his last 10 games, he had 6 home runs, 14 RBIs. And the pitch, inside, ball one. Pedro Borbón has gone to work in the Cincinnati bullpen. The Mets have a big threat right here in the first inning. The base is loaded and one man away. Batter is Cleon Jones facing the right-hander, Jack Billingham. The infield looks for two, the pitch. Fastball, a strike. He worked the outside corner to Cleon Jones. It's one ball and one strike. On deck, Jerry Grody, and then center fielder, Don Hahn. Garrett opened the game with a single against the first base bag. He was sacrificed. Now the pitch. Swing at a miss. Breaking ball by Billingham. And the count is one ball and two strikes on Cleon Jones. Billingham in need of a strikeout here or a double play ball. The Mets have the bases loaded with one man away. Probably any other center fielder in the league and Garrett would have tried to score, but you don't run on Geronimo. In the dirt, blocked by Johnny Bench. He keeps the ball in front of him. And the count 2-2 on Cleon Jones. Billingham pulling down hard at his curveball, trying to fan Cleon Jones. Larry Shepard, the pitching coach of the Reds, is going to make a trip to the mound. Johnny Bench will join Larry Shepard. Now they talk with Jack Billingham. Garrett hit a hard ground ball leading off the game. It hit the first base cushion, bounced into right field for a hit. Meehan bunted him over. Then Staub walked. Earl lined a single in the center field, a very hard line drive. And third base coach Eddie Yost held up Wayne Garrett, and very wisely, Geronimo, the center fielder, pegged a perfect strike home. Now Larry Shepard is on his way back to the Cincinnati dugout. The count is 2 balls and 2 strikes to Cleon Jones. Garrett on third, Staub on second, Milner on first. The pitch, ground ball to shortstop, might be a double play. Morgan throws on to first, double play. The Reds escape a jam. Billingham inducing Jones to hit a ground ball right to Darrell Cheney. The Reds, the best defensive team of the National League this season, turn of the double play. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, 2 left. Middle of the first, the Mets nothing, the Reds come to bat.
This exclusive Belmont race recreation is presented by the Schenectady Off-Track Betting Commission, home of Ola Bet.
The horses are in the starting gate for the fourth race from Belmont Park. And they're off. That's Mid-Jay out on top. Ward McAllister second. Top of the ladder is third. It's Preston Butte fourth. Frankie Adams is fifth, and Diaz Ace is sixth. Rounding out the field is Flipstar, seventh, Rough March, and D.G. Cab. Well, the first turn, that's Preston Butte with the lead. Top of the ladder is second. Ward McAllister is third. Frankie Adams, fourth. Flipstar is starting to move. Along the back stretch, that's Ward McAllister, followed by Preston Butte and top of the ladder, third. Frankie Adams, fourth, and it's Flipstar, and he is eighth. Around the final turn, Ward McAllister has the lead. That is Frankie Adams and Flipstar third. Preston Butte is fourth. Under the wire, Flipstar into the winner. Frankie Adams second and Ward McAllister third. The results are unofficial.
Schenectady OTB, where you're always a winner. Horse racing excitement is as close as the 3 OTB locations. 127 Wall Street, 2627 Broadway, and 1700 State Street, Schenectady. Or place your bet from anywhere with a telephone account. Place your Belmont Thoroughbred bets at OTB. Schenectady OTB, you can bet on it.
Ladies and gentlemen, fourth race from Belmont Park are now official. The winner, OTB letter I, Flipstar, pays $960, $480, and $320. OTB letter E, the place horse, Frankie Adams, pays $920 and $420. OTB letter C, Ward McAllister, pays $260. Your attention, please. The exact combination of letters I and E pays $70 even. Time of the fourth race, 1:10 3/5 seconds.
This Belmont Race Recreation, a service of the Schenectady Off-Track Betting Commission.
And set a Cincinnati club record for home runs by a second baseman. He clouded 26. Drove in 82 runs. And he stole 67 bases. They say to beat Cincinnati, you have to keep Rose and Morgan off the bases. A difficult thing to do. And the pitch is inside, ball one. Dan Dreesen is the on-deck hitter. Dreesen, the rookie. Seaver delivers a fastball high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Billingham getting out of a big jam in the top of the first inning. Mets had the bases loaded, 1 down. Tom Seaver siding in, the 2-0 delivery. In there, a call strike. It's 2-1 on Joe Morgan. Delivery and a high infield pop-up on the left side of the diamond. Garrett, fighting the sun, has the glove in front of his face and makes the catch. This time in fair territory. 2 men away. We'll bring up Dan Dreesen. Dreesen had only one one hit against Met pitching this year in 23 times at bat, and that one hit was a big one. Led to a comeback Cincinnati victory. Left-hand hitter bats out of a crouch, fastball, call, strike one. Beautiful day for the game. Very difficult angle of the sun for the left fielder right now. The right fielder is in the shade. And a ground ball on the right side of the diamond, fielded by Felix Mian. To Milner, and the Reds are out. A strong 1-2-3 inning for Tom Seaver. At the end of one inning here at Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, the New York Mets nothing, the Cincinnati Reds nothing.
Introducing Boston Spa National Bank's free personal checking account service. Write as many checks as you want without a service charge while maintaining an average monthly balance of $400 or more. And if you prefer to maintain a lower monthly average balance, Boston Spa National's new personal checking account plan permits you to write as many checks as you want for a fixed monthly charge based on your average balance. No minimum balance required, no charge for deposits, no charge if account is not used. You get an initial supply of personalized checks free. You'll get a statement every month, and you can enjoy unlimited use of your account at no charge just by keeping an average balance of $400 or more in your account. And you may want to take advantage of Boston Spa National's computerized automatic payment service to build your savings account or make your mortgage payments or any installment loan payment. Even your Christmas club payments can be automatic. Pick up a folder at your nearest office of Boston Spa National Bank for full details. Number FDIC and an equal housing lender. 14-WABY.
In the second inning, Jerry Grody leads off against Jack Billingham. Billingham's lifetime record against New York, 5 wins and 2 losses. 6'4" right-hander. He developed into real stardom during the World Series against Oakland last year. Here's the pitch on the way, a swing and a miss at a curveball. Over the last 7 weeks of the campaign, Grody's batting average is an even 300. Now the tall right-hander's pitch to Grody. Breaking ball, low outside, 1-1. With his sign from Johnny Bench, the 1-1 delivery. Fastball a little bit wide. 2-2. Eddie Yost coaching third. Roy McMillan coaching first. Delivery. High and away. Ball three. The count goes to 3-1 on Jerry Grody. Don Hahn is the on-deck batter. One pitch by Billingham and a high fly hit the center field. Geronimo with an easy play is standing under it and makes the catch. Now Don Hahn will be coming up. The month of September, Yogi Berra platooned Don Hahn and Dave Schneck in the center field. However, Schneck did not join the ball club until after Labor Day. Thus, he was not eligible for the playoffs. George Theodore has been activated. Mays has been taking batting practice and is available for pinch hitting. Foul ball coming straight back, strike one. Willie looked good in batting practice today. Ripped a couple. Beautiful sight here in Cincinnati with the big, beautiful new stadium just jam-packed. And the pitch by Billingham, a curve at the knees, a strike. Billingham with a two-strike advantage on Don Hahn. The last series between these two clubs was in New York, a four-game series. Each team won two. One game went 16 innings. And the pitch on the way, low outside. In that particular ball game, Billingham started against Seaver. Billingham went out of the game in the eighth inning. Seaver pitched 12 innings before he left. The Reds finally won the game in the 16th. Curve in the dirt. 2-2 to Don Hahn. In the middle of the summer, the Mets played a twilight doubleheader at Riverfront Stadium. And the pitch. Fastball, strike three. On Bob Booker. Played a twilight doubleheader at Riverfront Stadium. The first game started at 5:30. Billingham and Seaver were the pitchers. The game took only an hour and 37 minutes. The Reds won it 2-1 on a home run by Joe Morgan. Buddy Harrelson is the batter. Buddy hit safely in 14 of his last 16 ball games. Buddy finishing the regular season with a batting average of .258. And nobody on, top of the second, no score. The pitch to Harrelson in the dirt. Bounds away from Johnny Bench, one ball and no strikes. The Mets and the Reds play here at Riverfront Stadium today and tomorrow. They then move to New York for the next three, if necessary, all afternoon games at Shea Stadium. All will start at 2 o'clock. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Reserved and box seat strips are available. The advance sale window is open at Shea Stadium. The 1-0 delivery missed inside to Buddy Harrelson. Two balls and no strikes. The senior umpire of the six men in blue, Ed Sudol. So Sudol starts it off behind the plate. Low and inside, ball three. Billingham behind Harrelson, 3-0. The umpire at first base is Ed Bargo. Chris Pelakutis at second. Bob Engel at third. On the left field line, Bruce Froming. On the right field line, Jerry Dale. The 3-0 pitch, 4, and Bud draws a walk on 4 pitches. The second walk by Jack Billingham. The hitter will be Tom Seaver. Tom led the Met pitchers in base hits over the regular season. He had 15. A batting average of .161. Billingham working from the stretch. Delivers to Seaver, outside and low. One ball and no strikes. New York loaded the bases against Billingham in the first inning. However, Billingham induced Jones to hit into a 6-4-3 double play. Now the pitch to Seaver, and a strike called on the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Baltimore defeated Oakland on a brilliant 5-hit shutout by Jim Palmer, winning 6-0. Swing and a foul ball off the plate. Coming back, it's one ball and two strikes. The Baltimore Orioles have now won 10 consecutive championship series games. They have never lost a game in the championship series. Tom Seaver waiting the 1-2 pitch. And it's lined toward the gap in left center field. It's going to be a base hit. It's going all the way back to the wall. Harrelson is being waved around third. He will score, and the Mets lead 1-0 on a double by Tom Seaver. A long double up the power alley in left center field. Buddy Harrelson, who runs like the wind, scored easily without a play. And the Mets take the early lead 1-0. For Tom Seaver, his third double of the year, and his sixth run batted in. It was a well-hit drive, placed between Pete Rose and Cesar Geronimo. Now Wayne Garrett is the batter. He singled to right in the first inning. And a ground ball hit slowly down the first baseline. Tony Perez with it, runs to the bag, makes the play unassisted, and the side retires. For New York, one run, one hit, no errors, one left. In the middle of the second, the New York Mets 1, the Cincinnati Reds nothing.
Big, little, or small. Hickey Ford and Imports has them all. If this is the year you plan to buy a smaller car, remember, Hickey has a lot of little ones. In the Ford family, the Maverick, Mustang, and Pinto. In the Imports, Hickey has Fiats, Saabs, MGs, Volvos, and now Hondas, to name a few. Chances are, 7-to-1, you'll find the little one you want for less at Hickey Ford and Hickey Imports. Route 7, Hoosick Road, Troy.
Attention skiers, the ski market announces its first annual Columbus Day $1 million worth of name brand ski equipment drastically reduced. K2's last year's model, regularly $135, now only $99.50. Rossi Gall skis values up to $160, now $69.88. Goosetown Parkers, regularly $60, prices slashed to $34.88. Brand new Tyrolia bindings, regularly $32.50, now only $19.88. And many, many more super savings at the ski market. 600 Choice Connecticut Road Latham, open Monday through Friday, 10 till 10. Saturday till 6. Use your Bank America card or MasterCard. The ski markets.
Tom Seaver throwing in his warm-up. Seaver doubled home. Bud Harrelson to give New York a 1-0 lead. Tony Perez, the first baseman, leads off the home second. Perez winding up another outstanding season. 27 home runs. He drove in 101 runs. Batted .314. Of the last seven seasons, Tony Perez has knocked in 90 runs or more. Four times now, the right-hand slugger has had 100 or more runs batted in. Tony Perez. The wind-up by Seaver, here's the pitch. It's over at the knees, strike one call. Johnny Bench on deck, and then the right fielder, Ken Griffey. Comes the pitch to Tony Perez, and a foul wafted out of play to the right into the crowd, and the count is strike two. The Mets and the Reds both have an outstanding right-handed pitcher, and in their pitching rotation, they work three gifted left-handers. Ground ball hit slowly. Garrett to his left cuts it off. Sets himself, throws in time, and Perez is out, one man away. Johnny Bench. 25 home runs, 104 batted at 253 during the regular season. Magnificent ball player. Let's play the infield deep against Johnny Bench and around to left. Seaver into his wind-up, the pitch. Foul back toward the New York dugout. High hop and up into the crowd. Board Chairman Don Grant and Mrs. Grant are here. Mrs. Payson could not be here, but her daughter, we're happy to see, is here. Bob Shepping and his wife. And the pitch on the way. Fastball, a strike on the outside corner. Oh, he popped that one. Really let it out on that pitch, and the count is strike two to John Betts. The two-strike delivery. Lang hard toward the gap, and right through. On running the ball down. Benz on his way to second. Rowe coming in. Too late to double. Gap in right center. Now coming up the hit will be Ken Griffey, the right fielder. Griffey batting .384 in 25 games with Cincinnati. He was recalled from Indianapolis August the 25th. He was the rookie of the year of the American Association, batting .327, and he stole 41 bases. He is a left-hand hitter. Almian darts in quickly to keep Bench close at second. Seaver, up in pitching position, delivers. And he's hit by a pitch ball. Just barely grazed the leg of Ken Griffey. And he goes to first base, hit by a pitch. Center field stays there, and Geronimo comes up with two men on. 10 during the regular season. Slender left-hand hitter with great speed and a fantastic throwing arm. Now Seaver working under pressure. Checks the runners at first and second, delivers. Inside, ball one. Lead 1-0. Cincinnati batting in the second. Darrell Chaney, the shortstop, on deck. Swing and a miss and a fastball. One ball, one strike. With one away, Bench doubled to right center. And Ken Griffey was grazed with a pitch by Tom Seaver on the pants leg. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Seaver throwing smoke. And the count is one ball, two strikes on Geronimo. Now Seaver reading his information from Grody. Kicks the leg, around comes the arm, he struck him out. Seaver with a fastball, fanning Geronimo. 2 minutes away, it brings up Darrell Chaney. That's Seaver's first strikeout. Darrell Chaney on the year hit 181. Chaney batting left against Tom Seaver, and the pitch on the way is swung on and missed strike one. Johnny Bench on second, Ken Griffey on last of the second. The outfield set up straight away, down comes the pitch, a swing and a miss, strike two. Seaver going with his fastball. Jack Billingham is the on deck batter. New York, one run on three hits. Cincinnati, no runs on one hit. And the pitch by Seaver. He struck him out. Seaver on three pitches fans Darrell Chaney. He took Geronimo and Chaney out of there on seven pitches. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left. At the end of two at Riverfront Stadium, the Mets won and the Reds nothing.
Saving space of people things, helping people. That's what saving space is all about.
If a high return on your savings is important to you, save at Cajol Savings Bank. 5.47% annual yield on day in, to day out, and regular savings accounts at the new rate of 5.25% anticipated. Compounded daily and paid quarterly as of July 1st. Increased rates on new savings certificates when held to maturity can give you an effective annual yield of up to 7.35% on 4-year certificates at the new high rate of 7% a year guaranteed. Premature withdrawals are subject to substantial penalties as required by regulatory authorities. Member of Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
14 WABY.
Hi, everyone. It's a sensational day here in Cincinnati, and capacity crowd to watch the first game of this 3 out of 5 playoff series with the Cincinnati Reds. For the Mets, Felix Meehan will be batting as a leadoff batter here. Third, he sacrificed in the first inning. Meehan with 290 for an average for this season, set a club record for base hits at 185, batted 37 runs across and had 3 home runs. The first pitch by Billingham. Called a ball. Mets have had 1 run on 3 base hits. The Reds no runs on 1. There's a ground ball. Hits the second base. Morgan backs up on it. Drops it. Picks it up. Throws the first in time. We're playing on the very fast artificial surface here at Riverfront Stadium. And so ground balls with any kind of velocity at all, getting to the infielders in a hurry. Now Rusty stabbed the batter. He walked in a 3-1 pitch his first time up. Christie batted in his last 15 games safely. In the month of September, he batted 307 with 16 runs batted in. A curveball by Billingham is outside the ball. Now the tall right-hander into the windup. The pitch back is hit to deep left center field. Way back, going back is Geronimo, coming over as Rose. And Geronimo on back of Rose makes the catch in the warning track. Geronimo, the center fielder, tracking that ball down deep in left center field for the out. Now with Tumid out, it brings up John Milner. With runners at first and second in the first inning, John Milner single hard to center field. The ball hit so hard that Wayne Garrett, who was on second, could not score. He had to be held up. Mets in the first inning had the bases loaded with one out and could not score. First pitch to Milner is a curveball for a strike. And the right-hander back. The pitch is low and inside. In fact, he goes on by bench back to the screen back of home plate. One ball and one strike. During the season, Billingham walked only 95 batters in 293 innings. In this ball game, he asked Milner a breaking ball, a called strike two. Billingham with a record of 19-10, two wins and no losses against the Mets. Next pitch, a fastball. It is just high, 2-2 the count. Milner led the club in home runs with 23. That is a Met record for a left-hand batter. Drove in 72, batted 239 for the year. Here's the pitch back. It's grounded foul. A breaking ball. Ball fouled off on the first base side. So the count holds at two balls, two strikes. This is Milner's first championship series. The Mets have 11 who have played in a championship series back in 69 against Atlanta. Here's the 2-2 pitch. It's low and inside. A fastball and a full count now to Milner. On deck batter, Cleon Jones. Signs are out. Here's the windup and pitch. And it's swung on and grounded foul. Milner just getting the top part of the ball to run straight down. The count holds at three balls and two strikes. For the season, the Reds drew 2,017,601. Their last day, they had 50,776. There's a pitch way high. It's ball four, his third walk. And Milner is on first base for Cleon Jones. Cleon grounded into a double play his first time up. Hit the ball hard, but right at the shortstop, Darryl Cheney. In September, the last 10 games of the season, Leon Jones had 6 home runs and 14 runs batted in. Finished with an average of 260, 11 home runs, 48 runs batted in. Now the pitch to Jones, it's just low and possibly outside. It's ball one. Reds play Jones shaded toward right center field. That is a ball hitter. Billingham, and the pitch is over the outside corner. It's 1-1. Mets drew 1,912,390 at Shea. There's a curveball that swung on and grounded foul off the end of the bat. So the count 1-2 against Cleon Jones. All-time attendance record set in the major league this year of over 30 million. 1-2 the count. Billingham back to Jones, and the curveball is swung on and missed, and Billingham gets his second strikeout. Every tie is aside. No runs and no hits. A walk and a man left, and the score at the end of 2.5 innings, the Mets won, the Reds nothing.
This exclusive Belmont race recreation is presented by the Schenectady Off-Track Betting Commission, home of Bola Bet.
The horses are in the starting gate for the fifth race from Belmont Park. And they're off. That's Broadway out on top. Lightning Lucy is second. North Broadway is third. And it's the Glimmer Fourth flying first, fifth, and Captain Baby is sixth. on the first turn. That's a glimmer with the lead. Whirling second. Flying bird third. Lightning Lucy is fourth. North Broadway now starting to move along the rail.
Along the back stretch, that's a glimmer.
Followed by Whirling and Flying bird third. Lightning Lucy is fourth. Then it's North Broadway and Kathy Baby.
Around the final turn, that's a glimmer with the lead.
Then it's Whirling. Lightning Lucy third. Flying bird fourth. North Broadway continues to challenge.
And under the wire, it's North Broadway in to be the winner. Lightning Lucy second and Kathy Baby third. The results are unofficial.
Schenectady OTV, three locations, 127 Wall Street, 1700 State Street, and 2627 Broadway, Schenectady. Or place your bet from any location with a telephone account. Open a Phonabet account in person or by mail. Phone 370-5151 for your Phonabet applications to be mailed to your home or place of business. Visit Schenectady OTV or use Phonabet. You're always a winner with Schenectady OTV.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the results of the fifth race from Belmont Park are now official. The winner, OTV letter C, North Broadway, pays $620, $340, and $280. Letter A, Lightning Lucy, pays $440 and $320. And OTV letter F, Kathy Baby, pays $3 even. Time of the fifth race, 1:40 3/5 seconds.
Office of the Schenectady Off-Track Betting Commission.
Billy has struck out. That's three in a row for Tom Seaver. Struck out Geronimo and Caney to end the second inning. Now has Billingham as he starts off here in the bottom half of the third. Brings up Pedro as he fouled out the third his first time up. Rose led the National League in hitting with a .338 average. Set a club record in base hits with .230. He has won three batting titles. Batting left-handed against Seaver. Here's the pitch. Hit in the air out to shallow left field. Harrelson back, Jones up. Jones is under it, and he makes the play. Two men away, it brings up Joe Morgan. Morgan popped up the third, his first time up. Morgan hit .290 for the year, 26 home runs, the new club record for a second baseman. 82 runs batted in. He scored 116 runs. He also had 67 stolen bases. He is one of the men that make the big red machine go. Left-hand batter, you have to play him deep. Has good power. Here's the pitch. Seaver with a breaking ball over for a call strike. Wayne Garrett, the third baseman, in tight, about 85 feet away to guard against a possible bunt. The pitch back is inside. Seaver took something off that pitch. It's one ball and one strike. Mets leading 1-0. 2 men out, bottom half of the third. Seaver not working with his usual speed. Now goes into the windup. The pitch back bounces in the dirt. It's two balls and one strike. Ball bouncing back away from the catcher, Jerry Grody. Seaver worked 290 innings this year. Gave up 219 hits, walked 64, led the league in strikeouts with 251. There's a pitch hit in the air to right field. Shallow right, moving up as Rusty Staub. He is under the ball, and he makes the catch in the side, retired in order. And the score at the end of three, the Mets won, the Reds nothing.
Mr. John E. Kelly of Topsfield, Massachusetts, recently traded his 1971 Subaru for a new 1973 Subaru four-door sedan. As Mr. Kelly told us,
I'm a salesman and I drive for a living. When I first drove a Subaru back in 1971, I was sold on the front-wheel drive. In 2 years, I drove over 91,000 miles and I spent less than $20 for normal maintenance. So I naturally bought a second Subaru. No other car can touch them for economy and dependability. Not at 30 miles per gallon. It's a lot of car for very little money. Everything else I'd want, like the radio and the deluxe interior, is included. A Subaru is a great car.
Every day, more people trade for a Subaru with a quadrizontal engine. Test drive one yourself and see why.
Your new Subaru dealer in Capitaland is Fred Carl's New Salem Garage. That's right. The area's oldest and largest Saab dealer now stocks a complete line of Subaru to give you a better selection of quality economy cars. Fred Carl's New Salem Garage, Route 85, New Salem. 14-W-A-B-Y.
We're going to the top of the fourth inning. The Mets leading by a score of 1-0, and for the Mets, Jerry Grody will lead off. Jerry in a 3-1 fastball flat out to center field his first time up. Jack Billingham pitching for the Reds. The first pitch is low and outside the ball. Grody from August 3rd on batted over 300 to raise his average up to a finishing 256. Pitch back is a fastball outside. Two balls, no strike. Jerry Grody, Don Hahn, and Bud Harrelson for the Mets as their first three batters here in the fourth inning. Now Bellingham into the windup. The 2-0 pitch to Grody. It is low and outside, ball three. Crowd here a little edgy now with Bellingham behind 3-0. He has walked three, given up three hits. The Mets have had six base runners. Here's the pitch. It is over, a call, strike 3-1. Against the Mets this year, Billingham had a 1.08 earned run average. Overall, he had a 3.04 ERA while winning 19, losing 10. Fastball grounded slowly out toward shortstop, fielded by Darrell Cheney to throw to first base for the out. So Grody twice on 3-1 pitches has made out. That brings up John Hahn. Hahn was struck out, got caught looking at a fastball in the second. On batted 229 over the season. There's a line shot to right field, but right in front of the ball is Ken Griffey, and he makes the catch. That ball hit hard, but right at Griffey. So 2 men away, and Bud Harrelson the batter. Bud walked on four pitches his first time up and scored on Tom Seaver's double, the only run of the game. Harrelson batted 258 for the season. Hit safely in 14 of his last 16 ball games. Mets won 9 of their last 11, 13 of their last 17, 19 of their last 24, and 24 of their last 33. And the first pitch to Harrelson, it's outside of ball. In the month of September, the Mets won 19 and lost 8. And also one win in October, the one that gave them the Eastern Division Championship. The pitch back to Harrelson, a call strike. The Reds also came from behind on July 1st. They were in third place, 11 games back of the Dodgers, who were leading. 1-1 pitch, grounded out to second base. Morgan moves up, takes the bounce, and throws to first base for the out. 1-2-3 inning for the first time for Jack Billingham. And the score at the end of 3.5 innings, the Mets won, the Reds nothing.
Savings Bank, where your money always earns the top rate. But Troy Savings Bank is more, so much more. We're a place for mortgages and traveler's checks, financial advice or student loans, 10-cent money orders and property improvement loans, and, well, a whole number of things, like our Family Guide to Financial Security booklet. Stop by or call for your free copy. Savings is where we start. But we keep helping you as you grow any way we can. You've got a long way to go. We'd like to help you get there. Troy Savings Bank. Member Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
Today you get your money back. For the games that are not played. Going to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Mets leading 1-0, and for the Reds, the leadoff batter will be Dan Dreesen, who grounded out the second his first time up. It'll be Dan Dreesen, Tony Perez, and Johnny Bench for Tom Seaver here in the fourth. Dreesen batted 301 for the year. Left-hand batter, good speed. Garrett shortens up at third to guard against the bunt. The first pitch by Seaver, a breaking ball for a ball. And Seaver into the windup, the 1-0 pitch. It is hit down into shallow left field. Coming up is Jones, a long run for him, and he can't get it. Harrelson tries to get it, it bounces away. And Greason goes in with a Texas League double. Up down near the left field line. Harrelson going back could not reach it. Jones coming in could not reach it. And Harrelson continued his run out to field the ball in left field. And Dreesen at second base is a giant run with no one out in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Now the batter coming up is Tony Perez. He grounded out the third his first time up. Batted 314 for the year with 27 home runs, 101 runs batted in. And the first pitch. Fastball over the outside corner, a called strike. Reds now have had two hits. They both have been doubled. One by Bench and one by Dreesen. Seaver sets up, checks his second. The pitch back to Perez. A fastball, a swing and a miss, strike two. Again, Seaver back over the outside part of the plate. Tom again from the set position. And his pitch. Fastball is hit out to right field. Staub is moving up. He is there. It's shallow. Staub makes the catch, and Dreesen, who had tagged up, holds at second base. So one away. And the batter coming up, Johnny Bench, who doubled into right center field in the second. For the year, Bench batted 253, had 25 home runs, 104 runs batted in. Stepping up in the batter's box, Dreesen being the runner at second base, and Seaver's first pitch. Fastball, a hard swing and a miss, strike one. Meehan coming to the bag at second, and Dreesen quickly back to the bag. Seaver now in contact with the pitching rubber, and here's the pitch. Fastball, a swing and a miss, strike two. That pitch might have been out of the strike zone. Again, Johnny Bench with a vicious swing. Two strikeouts. Seaver reading the signs, now has them. Here's the pitch. Fastball, swung and a miss, and Seaver on three fastballs has sent Bench back to the bench. Four strikeout for Tom Seaver, and now two men away, and the batter coming up is Ken Griffey. He was hit by a pitch ball his first time up. Griffey batted 384 and got off to a fantastic start. His first week in the major leagues, he had nine hits and 20 times up. He was brought up in the middle of the season, a left-hand batter. Seaver hit him on the leg with a curveball his first time up. Now Tom sets. Here's the pitch. Fastball over the inside corner. A called strike. Mets leading 1-0. The Reds with a runner at second base. Two men away as they bat in the bottom of the fourth. Now Seaver ready. And the pitch back is inside. Again the fastball. One ball, one strike. Seaver walking off the pitching mound, off to an area back of the mound, rubbing the ball up. Now comes back on top, makes contact with the rubber, looks in for the sign, has it, gets set. Here's the pitch. Curveball, it's high. That's a hard curveball. It misses. Two balls, one strike. Now
again, Seaver sets up. Checks her at second base. The pitch back to the plate. Fastball swung on and missed. Two balls and two strikes. Right now, the sun has disappeared behind the overcast, so the hitting condition is better. Ken Seaver ready. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on a miss, and Seaver, after the leadoff double by Dreesen, has retired Perez, Bench, and Griffey, and the side retired without scoring. One base hit, one man left at second, and the score at the end of four. The Mets won, the Reds nothing.
Don't sign your name till you see Bumstead.
Bumstead Chevrolet.
It's 1974 at Bumstead of Troy, and the dealmaker's New Year's celebration is in full swing with the most spectacular lineup of new Chevrolets ever. That celebration is spelled S-E-L-L. And that's what the Bumstead dealmakers are doing. It's time to trade up to a new 74 Chevy, and the dealmakers will make you an offer you can't refuse. See him now. Happy New Year. Here from Bumstead.
Don't sign your name until you see Bumstead Chevrolet.
Two city blocks in downtown Troy, 5th Avenue to 7th Avenue on Congress Street.
Sports come alive this weekend on Wavy 14.
Starting with the National League Baseball Playoffs.
On Sunday, the Jets beat Miami at 12:30, followed by more baseball playoffs between the Mets and the Reds.
On Tuesday night, the New York Knicks start their 1973-74 season at 7:30 p.m.
Hear year-round sports on Wavy 14.
14 W-A-B-Y.
Now the fifth inning at Riverfront Stadium, New York leading Cincinnati 1-0. John Seaver will bat for the second. Seaver lined a double to deep left center, scoring Bud Harrelson with the only run of the ballgame. So Tom will be hitting for the second time, followed by Wayne Garrett and then Felix Beyond. New York one run on three hits, no errors. Cincinnati no runs, two hits, no errors. Billingham worked through a 1-2-3 inning in the fourth, his first easy inning. Mets loaded the bases with one out in the first inning. Jones hit the ball hard, but right at the shortstop and into a double play. Complete sellout, a standing room crowd at Riverfront Stadium. Games 1-2 in Cincinnati, 3-4-5 in New York. Now the pitch to Tom Seaver, outside, ball one. Jack Billingham, tall right-hander who has real good stuff. The 1-0 and a call strike, 1-1. Billingham led the National League in shutouts with 7 this year. Dave Roberts of the Astros had 6. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss on a curveball. One ball, two strikes to Tom Seaver. Two left-handers tomorrow, John Matalack and Don Gullett. The 1-2 delivery, bounce foul. Gullett has won his last 9 decisions. The last time he lost the National League ballgame, he lost to the New York Mets back in very early July. The 1-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss, strike 3. Seaver fanned by Billingham. Billingham posting his 3rd strikeout. So Billingham, settling now, has retired 5 in a row, and it brings up leadoff batter Wayne Garrett. Wayne singled in the first inning, bounced out to Tony Perez in the second inning. During the regular season, the leading hitter against Cincinnati pitching for the New York Mets was Rusty Staub. Billingham cranking up. Fastball inside of the knees. One ball and no strikes. Dan Dreesen playing in close to third against Wayne Garrett. and a smack hit the second base one-hopper grabbed by Joe Morgan. He throws to Perez in time for the out. Hard, low-hip drive taken on the first hop by Morgan. Well, Garrett hit the ball hard without getting anything for it. It brings up Felix Mia. Felix sacrificed moving Garrett over in the first inning and was thrown out by Joe Morgan in the third inning. Felix Mian batted .290 during the regular season. Set a new Mets club record for total hits with 185. Three more than the previous record set by Tommy Agee. A little bit high, one ball and no strikes to Felix Mian. Now Billingham winds, around comes the arm, and the strike on the outside corner is fastball, 1-1. Eddie Dios talking it up on the coaching lines at third, Roy McMillan coaching first. The 1-1 delivery, low outside, 2-1 to Felix. Rusty Staub batting third in the order, waiting on deck. Staub hit a long fly ball to deep left center his last time up. It was finally run down by Cesar Geronimo. The 2-1 delivery. High fly ball. It's fairly deep to left. Pete Rose drifting back. He's under it. Taps the glove. Makes the catch. And the Mets are out. 1-2-3 in the fifth inning. In the middle of the fifth inning. New York Mets 1 and the Cincinnati Reds nothing.
Hello, this is William Tell. It's not hard to shoot an apple off your front head. Just get a good night's sleep before you try. Get the Fresh Air mattress made of latex foam. It has thousands of vents that breathe in cool, fresh air every time you move. So you get a cooler, more comfortable night's sleep. Get the Fresh Air mattress and wake up refreshed and ready to do crazy things.
Yes, the Fresh Air mattress, made by Troy Mattress Company, is designed to give you a good night's sleep and sold factory direct to give you a good buy on your new bed. Genuine B.F. Goodrich real latex foam rubber, luxuriously quilted in a beautiful cover fabric. Matching box spring designed especially as the companion foundation. Twin size set only $170. $10 more for the full-size two-piece set. Comparable savings on super sizes. Available at all four Troy Mattress Company sleep shops in the Capital District.
14-WABY.
Right now, we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
In the Capital District, this is the home of the New York Mets, WABY Albany, the home of the New York Jets. Tomorrow afternoon at 12:30, and New York Nets basketball begins Tuesday night.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner. The bottom third of the Cincinnati batting order. Geronimo facing Tom Seaver at a curve. Strike called on the inside corner. Geronimo was struck out by Seaver in the second. Tom has had to pitch out of two jams in the first four innings. And the pitch to Geronimo. Lined hard. Base hit the right field. Staub grabs the ball, plays it back in. Geronimo has opened up with a base hit. Clean line single into right. And the batter coming up is Darryl Cheney, the shortstop. The year, Darryl Cheney hit 181. He took over when Dave Concepcion suffered a broken ankle. Concepcion is back with the Reds in uniform and working out, but still hobbled. And the pitch on the way, swing and a miss, strike one. Sparky Anderson had Cheney swinging away with the pitcher Billingham scheduled up next. Plays in close at third, just in case, and Seaver lobs the ball over. The Cincinnati Reds stole more bases than any team in the National League this year. They stole 148. And the pitch on the way, fastball a strike on the inside corner. reliever with a two-strike count on Darryl Chaney. Joe Morgan led Cincinnati in stealing bases with 67. Lou Brack of the Cardinals wound up winning the crown again by stealing 70. Seaver up in pitching position. Delivers to the plate. Strike three. Fastball at the letter. Number six for John Seaver. The hitter coming up is Jack Billingham. Billingham was struck out in the third inning. The base hits are now even in the ball game, each team with three. Tom Seaver doubled home Bud Harrelson with the game's only run in the top of the second. Now Billingham hoping to get his revenge. Billingham, a right-hand hitter. Here's the pitch on the way. He turns to bunt. The pitch is high. Ball one. Pete Rose, the on-deck batter. So now Sparky will have Billingham try and bunt Geronimo over. Wayne Garrett is in close at third. Milner holding against the runner, then coming up the line. Now the pitch. Fastball, a strike. He squared to bunt, did not offer. One ball and one strike. Alex Gramas coaching third. George Sugar at first. The 1-1 delivery. Bunted on and missed. It's one ball and two strikes to Billingham. Now will Sparky have Billingham try and bunt the third strike? He might very well do it, figuring that Billingham might strike out if he swings away. And he wants to try and get Geronimo over to second for Pete Rose. So Tom Seaver comes into the set position. Delivers. And he bunts the ball, and it's a fair ball. A good bunt by Milner. The play goes to first in time, and they move the runner along. Billingham bunting the third strike gets a job. And Pete Rose comes up with a tying run on second. During the season, Rose batted in 64 runs. A lot of RBIs for a leadoff hitter. Won the batting title by hitting 338. Set an all-time Cincinnati record by collecting 230 hits. Set an all-time record for most singles by a switch hitter. And most base hits in a season by a switch hitter. Rose hitting left-handed. Has fouled out to third and flied to left. And the pitch on the way. Fastball. Inside. One ball, no strikes. Morgan waiting on deck. The Mets won, the Reds nothing, last of the fifth inning in game one. The pitch by Seaver, foul back into the crowd, one ball, one strike. Beautiful crowd in the big, beautiful new stadium in Cincinnati, right on the riverfront. Pete Rose out of the batter's box for a moment, now resets himself. Geronimo leading away from the second. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a foul coming straight back. One ball, two strikes to Pete Rose. 2 men away. Umpire Ed Sudol getting a new supply of baseballs from the bat boy. Mets playing the infield around to right against Rose, and the outfield is just about straight away. If anything, Don Hahn astride to left center. Pitching 1-2. Inside, that just missed, and the count is 2-2 to Rose. In three of the five innings of the game, Seaver has had to pitch with a man in scoring position. In the second, in the fourth, and now here in the fifth. The 2-2 delivery. Just missed. Seaver walked off the mound. He thought he had him struck out. Jerry Grody objecting to the call by Ed Sudol. Tom Seaver was on his way to the dugout. He thought that pitch had turned the trick. Now it's 3-2 on Pete Rose. Seaver has not walked a batter, has struck out six. 3-2 delivery. Strike three called, and the side retire. Number seven for Tom Seaver. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. At the end of five, the New York Mets won, the Cincinnati Reds nothing.
When you eat at home, you expect cleanliness, and I think that you should get the same thing at home.
Al Stanton, a McDonald's field consultant.
We've got checklists galore that we use in order to make sure that the store maintains cleanliness at all periods of time.
You and your family deserve a break at McDonald's. And things like cleanliness are what that break is all about.
It's got to be just immaculate, even if it means washing it 10 times.
CUABY, a group of civic-minded area businesses, presents This Is Our Community.
The series at 11:30 a.m. features interviews with community leaders
discussing growth and planning for New York's great metro area.
All interviews will be conducted by WABY News and Public Affairs Director Ed O'Brien.
This Is Our Community, Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on WABY 14.
14 WABY.
Will have the heart of the batting order up against Billingham in the sixth inning. Over the first five, the Mets one run on three hits. Cincinnati no runs on three hits. Tom Seaver has struck out seven over the first five innings. The National League record for strikeouts in a game in a championship series, 9 by Steve Blass. Staub has drawn a walk and flied to very deep left center to Geronimo, who flagged it down on the run. And the pitch by Billingham. Breaking ball, breaks in on the ankles. One ball, no strikes. Billingham, settling down, has retired the last seven New York Mets batters. And the 1-0 pitch. Ground ball right to the mound. Billingham knocks it down, picks it up, and throws one away. He almost made a very bad throw to Tony Perez. So Billingham is getting very tough. He has now cut down 8 straight hitters, and it brings up John Milner. Milner has singled to center and drawn a walk. When he singled to center in the first inning, he hit the ball so hard that Jarrett, who was on second, could not score. He had to stop at third base. In the dirt, handled by Johnny Bench, one ball and no strikes. Geronimo, the center fielder of the Reds, has a fantastic throwing arm. Winds and pitches to Milner. A swing and a miss as the hammer goes after it. One ball and one strike. They play Milner as a full hitter. John has good power, clouded 23 home runs. Curve, full, foul, back to the Cincinnati dugout. One ball and two strikes. The Mets won, the Reds nothing. We're in the sixth inning, one out and nobody on. Delivery, strike three called, a fastball in the inside corner. Milner, I believe, was guessing breaking ball. For Billingham, his fourth strikeout. Two outs and nobody on. Cleon Jones will hit. Cleon has hit into a double play and been struck out, nothing for two. Cleon drove in 14 runs the last 10 games played by the Mets as they came blazing down the stretch. And the pitch on the way to Cleon, a little bit wide, one ball and no strikes. The 1-0 pitch, curve bends over the outside corner, one ball and one strike. Billingham has walked three, struck out four, allowed one run, three base hits. fastball, a strike. His control now is just what he wants it to be. He missed a little bit the first three innings, but since then he is throwing just about all strikes. The 1-2 delivery. And a smack on the right side of the infield, handled by Joe Morgan. He throws to Perez, side retired. That's 10 in a row for Billingham. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. In the middle of the sixth inning, the Mets won, the Reds nothing.
This exclusive Belmont race recreation is presented by the Schenectady Off-Track Betting Commission, home of Bola Bet.
The horses are in the starting gate for the sixth race from Belmont Park. And they're off. That's two Harbors out on top. Everton the second is second. Jazzinus is third. It's Arby's Boy fourth. Setacento is fifth. And Adaptive Ace is sixth. On the first turn, that's Arby's Boy with the lead. Adaptive Ace is second. Everton the second is third. Jazzin is fourth. Two Harbors is now starting to move. Along the back stretch, that's Arby's Boy, followed by Adaptive Ace and Everton the second, third. Jazzin is fourth. Then it's Two Harbors and Setacento. On the final turn, that's Arby's Boy with the lead. Then it's Two Harbors and Adaptive Ace third. Jazzinus is fourth. And under the wire, it's Arby's Boy in to be the winner with Two Harbors second and Jazzinus third. The results are unofficial.
Schenectady OTV, where you're always a winner. Horse racing excitement is as close as the three TV locations. 127 Wall Street, 2627 Broadway, and 1700 State Street, Schenectady. Or place your bet from anywhere with a telephone account. Place your Belmont Thoroughbred bet at OTV. Schenectady OTV, you can bet on it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the results of the sixth race from Belmont Park are now official. The winner, OTV letter C, Arby's Boy, pays 380, 280, and 220. Letter E, Two Harbors, pays 660 and 340. And OTV letter D, Jazzinus, pays 260. The exact combination of Arby's Boy and Two Harbors, letters C and E, pays 42.60. Time of the sixth race, 1 minute 41 and 1/5 seconds.
This Belmont Race Recreation, a service of the Schenectady Off-Track Betting Commission.
And the pitch on the way, fouled out of play behind third, back toward the upper deck. Seaver with a two-strike count on Dan Dreesen, the third baseman. Dreesen wound up hitting 301. Inside and low. And though Dreesen did not come up until June, he will get a lot of consideration for Rookie of the Year honors. This is a vintage year for outstanding rookies. Pitching 1-2. Had a foul back toward the Cincinnati dugout. Seaver threw him the curveball, broke it down low by the ankles. 1-2. The 1-2 delivery reached for and fouled off. He went for a bad pitch out of the strike zone. Slugger Tony Perez waiting in the on-deck circle. He bats cleanup and Johnny Bench hits number 5. And the pitch on the way, low outside. That evens the count at 2-2. Seaver sliding in. Delivers. And a ground ball that will be fouled on the first baseline, handled by John Milner. And we have a duel going here between Tom Seaver and Dan Dreesen. Cincinnati got a lot of help from their top farm club. Dan Dreesen came up in June. Then later in the year, Ken Griffey and Ed Armbrister came up. It's 2-2 on the left-hand hitting third baseman, Dan Dreesen. receiver swings over the head. Around comes the arm and a foul coming back upstairs. Andreessen is hanging tough against the receiver. Andreessen says he likes to just drag that bat up to the plate and say to the bat, go get it. Pitching 2-2. Fouled out of play. This is the kind of thing that gets on a pitcher's nerves. Seaver, a power pitcher. Relies on great leg strength. And he is the kind of pitcher. And if he throws a lot of pitches in a game, it does take a lot out of him. As it does any power pitcher. Count is 2-2. And the pitch, he struck him out with a curveball. Seaver with his curveball wins the duel and gets Dan Dreesen. And that is his eighth strikeout of the game. One more to equal the championship series strikeout record held by Steve Blass. Slugger Tony Perez has grounded to third and flied to right. Swing and a miss, strike one. Fastball low on the outside corner. Johnny Bench waiting on deck. And the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball by Don Seaver. Seaver now with a two-strike count on Tony Perez, the cleanup hitter. Tom wags the glove, wants another sign. The two-strike pitch. He struck him out, and the side retired. Number 9 for Tom Seaver. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. And at the end of 6, the New York Mets 1 and the Cincinnati Reds nothing.
14-WABY.
Imagine that this is the sound of your car's engine dying for lack of oil. Thousands of Americans destroy their engines every year because they forget how important their oil is. Getty, the company that gives you more miles for your money, knows how important oil is. That's why at Getty, we give you a better oil for your money. An oil that doesn't just meet manufacturer's standards, it exceeds them. Vidal 1040 motor oil. In fact, Vidal 1040 doesn't just exceed the requirements set by auto manufacturers, it exceeds the requirements set by the U.S. government. Next time you drive into one of our stations, remember, the whole idea behind Getty is to give you more. More miles for your money. More protection for your engine. More. It's a heck of an idea. Getty. We give you more for your money.
14-WABY.
Jerry Grody's coming up now to lead off for the New York Mets as they bat in the top of the seventh inning. Grody has five to center. He's grounded out short to first. Facing right-hand pitcher Jack Billingham. Billingham takes his sign out and Johnny Bench goes into the motion. Here's the pitch and he's in there for a call strike. Don Hahn has moved up on deck. The Mets are leading by a score of 1-0. The hits are all even at 3 each. Again, Billingham into the motion and the pitch. Curveball low and away. Billingham was on the ropes early in the ballgame. He had great control trouble, but he has straightened out in the last few innings, and there's been a tough, tough guy out there on the mound. Grody now back into the batter's box. Johnny Bench flashes the sign to Big Jack Billingham, who won 19 games in the regular season. Here's the pitch, slow curve, swung on and missed. 1-2, he took something off that one. Billingham has now retired 10 consecutive batters, going back to Milner's walk in the third inning. Nobody on base on a 1-2 pitch. Curveball swung on. This struck him out. Strikeout number 5. For Billingham, who has retired 11 consecutive Mets. Don Hahn, who is number 7 in the order, is coming up. Called out on strikes and flat out to right so far. 0-2. The New York Mets got their run in the second inning with two men out. Bud Harrelson walked and Tom Seaver doubled him home. to the warning track in left center field. Now Hahn is in and waiting. Here's Benningham's pitch curveball, low and away for a ball. The Mets loaded the bases with one man out in the top of the first inning, but did not score when Cleon Jones hit into a double play. Now Billingham delivers, and the curveball is in for a called strike. 1-1 to count to Hahn. This is a 1-1 delivery. And it's a fastball in for a called strike, 2-1-2. Billingham has struck out five. Hahn moves back out of the batter's box. Taps his spike, takes a practice swing with the bat, and now moves back up to the plate. Ed Sudol is the umpire behind the plate today. This is a 1-2 delivery. Curveball swung on and missed. Struck him out. Strikeout number six for Jack Billingham. Threw away, and Bud Harrelson will be the Met batter. He walked and laid a score in the second. He grounded out second to first in the fourth inning. Ed Bargo is the umpire at first. Chris Pelakoudas is at second. Bob Engel is at third. Bruce Froming down the line and left. Jerry Dale down the line and right. Six umpires assigned here for the championship series. The commissioner of baseball, Bowie Kuhn, is here this afternoon as well. Chuck Feeney, the president of the National League, is here. Warren Giles, president emeritus of the league, is here. Billingham's pitch is low and away for a ball. It's 1-0. Outfield defense straight away and shallow against Harrelson. Switch hitter batting left. That pitch is in for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Tom Seaver kneeling in the on-deck circle. Ken Billingham delivers and pitches inside for a ball. Two-one offering. Swung on and foul back into the glove of Johnny Bench to run the count out even now at two balls and two strikes. This will be a 2-2 offering, and it's on the way. Swung on it on the ground, second base. Morgan's over up with it. He goes to Perez inside. That is retired in order. And now Jack Billingham has retired 12 consecutive batters. Nothing across, and in the middle of the seventh inning, the score is the Mets 1, the Reds nothing.
14 W-A-B-Y.
The friendly people at Protective Loan Corporation want to help you with some improvement, whether it's a new garage, roof repairs, or heating modernization. Protective Loan wants to help people like you with fast one-day service. And there's always a Protective Loan office near you. 620 Columbia Turnpike East Greenbush, 1884 State Street, Schenectady, and in Menands at 291 Broadway. It's a get home improvement help this fall from Protective Loan.
1974 Dusters, Scamps, Satellite, Sebring, Fury, Chryslers, and Imperials are all winning hits this fall at Schenectady Chrysler Plymouth. Make a short run to Jim Schultz's Schenectady Plymouth and score on a fantastic deal of the new 74s and even more on our new 73 cars from the Money Savers at Schenectady Chrysler Plymouth. 1016 through 1040 State Street, Schenectady.
Fans are up stretching now all around this big, beautiful ballpark on the banks of the River Ohio here in Cincinnati as the Reds will be coming up in the bottom of the seventh inning, and Johnny Bench will lead it off. Bench doubled to right center in the second. He struck out swinging in the fourth inning. Twice in the last 3 years, he has been the most valuable player in the National League, Johnny Bench. The Mets are leading by a score of 1-0 as the Reds come up in the bottom of the seventh. Seaver takes a sign from Grody. Into the motion, pitch to the right-hand batter. Swung on and foul back out of play. There's a fastball up high, and he fouled it back. Strike one to count now. Ken Griffey is on deck swinging back. Johnny Bench bats number five in the batting order, so we're getting a little action started down in the bullpen for the Cincinnati Reds. Pedro Borbon is up and throwing.
That's a breaking pitch low on the way. That is a precautionary move by just Sparky Anderson so that if he gets down to the number nine spot and needs to go to a pinch hitter for Billingham, who does not hit very well, he'd have Borbon ready. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Curveball in there for a call strike. Dips it into the strike zone. It's 1-2. Infield ahead, Crosby is loosening up his arm. That is so if he gets to the number eight spot and wants to go to a pinch hitter for Darryl Chaney, he'll be ready for that too. There's a swing and a high pop foul to the left side, drifting into the seats and out of play. Garrett moved over to the barrier, but is hitting well behind the Met dugout. Dugouts are very long here in Cincinnati, about 120 feet long, as a matter of fact. 1-2 is the count out of Johnny Bench. George Sugar, the coach at first base, has moved well off the lines, giving Bench plenty of room, and Alex Gramas has moved back a little bit off the lines at third as well. Lever again goes into the motion. The 1-2 pitch. Curveball hit on the ground, back through the box, and Harrison over up for the throw to first, and he saves the first base. He legs it out. Johnny Bench with a base hit. It was a curveball. He did not hit it hard at all. It went back through the box, and Seaver had a swipe at it. Came up empty so that Harrison had to move in towards the bag at second. He fielded the ball cleanly and got the throw off at first, but simply not in time to get Johnny Bench. Now Grody goes out and talks to pitcher Tom Seaver. Ken Griffey is coming up, and they figure that Sparky Anderson, the manager of the Reds, will try to build a run some way here. The Mets are leading 1-0. The Reds are batting in the bottom of the seventh, and the big, big crowd, a standing room only crowd of some 56,000, has come to life here on behalf of the Cincinnati Reds. Ken Griffey has been up twice. He was hit by a pitch ball, and he struck out. He is a left-hand batter. Brought up from Indianapolis for the stretch long run, and he performed fabulously well for the Reds. Here's a pitch fastball, swung on and missed for strike one. 0-1, the count to Ken Griffey. Cesar Geronimo is on deck. Infielder Darryl Chaney is still throwing. Pitcher Pedro Borbon still throwing in the bullpen for the Cincinnati Reds as they bat in the bottom of the seventh. Johnny Bench takes his lead at first. Tom Seaver sets up and delivers a pitch that is in there for a strike as Ken Griffey moved up as though to bunt the ball. That brought Gary down at a gallop from his post at third. Griffey did not square at all as though to sacrifice, but he did move into bunting stance on the pitch, so it is 0-2. Seaver again sets up. Here is the pitch. Swung on, check swing, line drive is short. Harrelson makes a backhand step for the out, holding it first is Bench. One away. It was a check swing line drive to the backhand side of Harrison. He swung the glove over, went down to one knee, and held on to the line shot. So there's one away, and that sends Grody back out to talk to Seaver again with Cesar Geronimo coming up. Geronimo has struck out on single to right so far, left-hand batter. Darryl Chaney moved out of the dugout to the on-deck position. The hit by Johnny Bench, the infield hit, was number four for the Reds off Seaver. Seaver has struck out nine. He's walked none so far today. Geronimo swings at about a time or two. Close stance at the plate. Seaver sets up, checks over his shoulder. Here's a pitch, and it swung on and missed. Strike one, start him off with a fastball. Striking out nine. Tom Seaver has tied the strikeout record for championship series games in the National League, held by Steve Blass, who struck out nine Giants in 1971. Seaver again sets up, checks over his shoulder. And the pitch. In there for a call, strike two. 0-2 to Geronimo, who was fooled on that pitch. He's just outside the batter's box, settles himself back in very carefully now, measures his stance by tapping the far corner. Seaver up and set. Bench leads at first base. There's one away. Every fastball swung on and missed. Struck him out. Dugout number 10, and that's a new record in National League Championship Series of 10. And Larry Stahl is coming out there to bat for Darryl Chaney. Larry Stahl, a former New York Met, is coming out to bat for Chaney. He's a left-hand batter hitting 225 with two homers and 12 runs batted in. Stahl batting for Cheney. Stahl left the New York Mets when he was chosen by the San Diego Padres in the expansion draft. Then he was traded from the Padres to the Cincinnati Reds, where he has filled the role of a pinch hitter this year. Stahl will be coming up here with two men out. Johnny Bench at first, the Mets leading 1-0, and the Reds batting in the bottom of the seventh inning. The first game of the championship series, best 3 of 5 for the National League pennant. Stahl is in and waiting. Now Seaver sets up. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Fastball. Stahl has hit 2 home runs this year, both of them against the New York Mets. One off Tom Seaver, one off Hank Webb. The count is strike one. Bench takes his lead at first base. Seaver's pitch swung on and missed. Brought that one in close on the fist. It's 0-2. Larry Stahl backs out of the batter's box now. Do calisthenics with the bat. Goes back into the batter's box. Johnny Bench leads off the bag at first, where Milner holds against him. Outfield defense straight away and deep against Larry Stahl. This is an 0-2 pitch, swung on, rather high and away, I beg your pardon, held up, it's 1-2. 1-2 the count to Larry Stahl. Grody sends out the sign. Seaver peers intently. Sets up now, Bench takes the lead at first base, and here is the 1-2 delivery. Breaking pitch, swung on and missed, struck him out, strikeout number 11 for Tom Seaver. It's no runs, a hit, no errors, and one left. As Johnny Bench had a leadoff infield hit and was stranded at first. At the end of 7 innings of play, the score is the Mets 1 and the Reds nothing.
Attention skiers, the ski market announces its first annual Columbus Day weekend sale. $1 million worth of name brand ski equipment drastically reduced. K2's last year's model, regularly $135, now only $99.50. Rossignol skis values up to $160, now $69.88. Coustown Parkers, regularly $60, prices slash to $34.88. Brand new Tyrolia bindings, regularly $32.50, now only $19.88. And many, many more super savings at the ski market. 600 Choice Connectivity Road, Latham, open Monday through Friday, 10 till 10, Saturday till 6. Use your Bank of America card or MasterCard. The ski markets.
14 WABY.
Ever notice how every time you visit one of those fast food restaurants, you see a different face across the counter? One place where the help does not come and go is Bob and Ron's Fish Fry at 1007 Central Avenue, just west of Westgate. Bob and Ron's has been operated by the same family for 25 years. They want you to be pleased with their quality seafood and service. At Bob and Ron's, they care if you return again and again. Bob and Ron's Fish Fry. 1007 Central Avenue, Albany.
14 WABY.
Comes in to play shortstop for the Cincinnati Reds. Crosby replacing Cheney, who was removed for the pinch hitter Larry Stahl. Jack Billingham is still the pitcher, and Tom Seaver will be at the plate to lead off for the Mets as they bat here in the top half of the eighth inning. Tom Seaver, who drove in that run in the second with a double to left center field and who struck out in the fifth inning, 1-for-2. The sun has broken through the overcast now. It has been trying to do that from time to time throughout the afternoon. The infield area is covered entirely by shadow, however, by the shadow of the stands. Here is a pitch in for a called strike. There are areas out in left field, the sun field here, that are still bathed in sunlight, particularly in the track back near the wall. Here is Billingham with the pitch. Swung on, and it is a fly ball to center field, and Cesar Geronimo's there. He makes the catch. The Seaver has flied to center, one away, and Wayne Garrett's coming up. Jack Billingham has retired 13 consecutive Mets, going back to the walk to John Milner in the third inning, who was the last Met base runner. Wayne Garrett had a base hit in the first inning. Since then, he has grounded out twice, 1-for-3. Mets opened up against Jack Billingham as Garrett had a base hit that hit the bag in the first inning. Felix Millan sacrificed him to second. Rusty Staub drew a walk, and Milner had a hit. Hit the ball so hard, square away into center, that When Cesar Geronimo came up on one hop, Eddie Yost wisely held Garrett at third, then Cleon Jones. Grounded into a double play, and the Mets did not score in the first inning. They scored with two men out in the second when Harrelson walked and Seaver doubled. Now the pitch to Garrett, and it's in there for a called strike. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. That's an indicative message up there. It's a standing room ticket for game two tomorrow, on sale now at the advanced ticket window. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Swung on, and it is a foul ball back at first base out of play. During regular season, the Cincinnati Reds outdrew the New York Mets in home total paid attendance. The Reds drew 2,017,601. The New York Mets had a regular season home attendance of 1,912,390. There have been cases where the championship series in various ballparks did not sell out. One drawback is that one does not know that his team will be in the championship series until very late. Here's a 1-2 pitch, swung on, popped up into the air, left field. Rose is moving up, Crosby's going out. Rose calls, and he makes the catch. So two men are out. They had no trouble here in Cincinnati with the ticket sale. The problem was that there were no tickets, and usually in big sports events, there are tickets around the town. That's true of most sports events, baseball, football, basketball. There were no tickets around the town this morning in Cincinnati. Outside my hotel, I saw a man offer another $50 apiece for two tickets he had in his hand. The man fortunately did not take it. He is one of the umpires working this game. Here's a pitch, and it's low for a ball. He had obtained the tickets for his family that accompanied him here. But it's that kind of a series. Tickets are at a great premium. This will be a 1-0 pitch to Millon, and it's low for a ball. Tom Hall is going down to warm up now. He's a left-hander. Tom Hall going down to start throwing in the bullpen for the Cincinnati Reds. He's batting with two men out in the eighth. The pitch is in for a called strike. It's 2-1 now to Millon, who is followed by Rusty Staub. Gets a sign from Johnny Bench and delivers the pitch. Swung it on the ground to shortstop. Ed Crosby has it up and throwing in time, and the side is out again in order. 15 consecutive batters have been retired by Jack Billingham, going back to the walk to Milton in the third inning. Nothing across. And in the middle of the eighth inning, the score is the Mets 1 and the Reds nothing.
14-W-A-B-Y.
See the new International Utility Tractor with features in more power for any size operation at Calhoun Equipment Melrose. Get the facts on the new 674 with utility row and crop models. It has 61 PTO horsepower diesel or 58 PTO horsepower gas engine. Coupled with the 574 and 464 models, you'll find the most advanced in 20 years. Come in and ask for a demonstration at Calhoun Equipment, Melrose, New York.
Right now, chances are seven times greater that you'll find the one car you want at Hickey Ford and Hickey Imports. Because Hickey is like seven great car dealers rolled into one, with a whole line of new 74 Fords, plus Volvos, Fiats, Land Rovers, MGs, Saabs, Jaguars, and now Hondas. And don't forget Hickey's low price guarantee to sell you a new car for less or buy you a big steak dinner for two. Chances are 7-1. Right now, you'll find what you want at Hickey Ford and Hickey Imports, Hoosick Road, Troy.
14-W-A-B-Y.
He'll be happy to arrange an appointment that will enable you to select choice seats that cover all plans, from season ticket subscriptions to night game, holiday, and weekend plans. The telephone number 672-2000, the address Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York, zip code 11368. Al King is coming up now for the Cincinnati Reds to bat for Billingham. Al King will bat for Billingham. He is hitting 186, but he's had four home runs. Left-hand power hitter at the plate. Here's Seaver with the pitch. Fastball outside. So Billingham is out of the ballgame, and Tom Hall is throwing in the bullpen. The Reds are batting in the bottom of the eighth inning, and the Mets are leading by a score of 1-0. Al King now swings that bat, has it shot. Here's Seaver with the pitch. Swung on and fouled up. 1-1. Al King is set up there. He is set up there to swing the bat as hard as he can for distance and try to hit the ball out of the ballpark. He beat Harry Parker in the New York Mets at Shea Stadium in an extra inning game with a pinch home run. Al King, he's menacing up there. Where's the number 6 on his bat? Has it cocked now and calls timeout as he backs out of the batter's box. Seaver relaxed at the moment on the mound, waiting for King to get back in there. The count is... Now, here is the pitch. It's a breaking pitch. It sails high, way up. 2-1 to count. It gets a crowd reaction. King again backs out of the batter's box. It was a breaking pitch that slipped and sailed up high. Pete Rose is waiting on deck for the Cincinnati Reds. Here's Seaver's 2-1 delivery, and it's a check swing taken high. He started the swing and then laid off, and the count's gone 3-1. Seaver has struck out 11 and walked nobody so far, but he's gone behind the King 3-1. Almost had King swinging at a high, hard one out of the strike zone. On a check swing, he, at the last moment, was able to take it. Doug McGraw is moving around in the Mets dugout. 3-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. It's 3-2. McGraw looks back over his shoulder. He's still in the dugout. He hasn't gone down to the bullpen yet. This will be a payoff pitch to Hal King. Tom Seaver into the motion. The payoff pitch is on the way. And it's swung on and missed. He struck him out. Grody took him in the webbing of the glove. Strikeout number 12. Seaver bends over now out there on the mound. Seaver bends over and he may have pulled something. Seaver may have pulled something. He bent over from the waist. He calls time. He is walking toward the dugout. Seaver calls time. He may very well have pulled something. As on the follow through, he bent over. Umpire Ed Sudol wants to ask him what it is. And he's looking down at his right foot. Yogi Berra's coming out. Sudol says, all right. And Seaver walks in. Could be equipment trouble. Could be physical trouble. Whatever it was, he bent over, and for what seemed an interminable length of time, it was probably 2 seconds, he bent over from the waist and had his head way down. He sits down now in the dugout. Tom McKenna gets something out of a case and comes over to see about it. Pulls his shoe off of his right foot. On the follow-through, Tug McGraw, by the way, is up and throwing in the bullpen. On the follow-through, he bent way over. He had something extra on that pitch to Hal King. And while Seaver has told you that the official paid attendance here today is 53,431. 53,431. It is a new championship series attendance record for the Major League. Turning out here today in Cincinnati. McKenna, the Mets trainer, goes back over to his case now. Seaver trying to put the shoe back on. We'll try to get a report for you later on from the dugout as to exactly what has transpired. Seaver is lacing the shoe up again. The strikeout of Hal King was number 12 for Seaver. One man out, nobody on. Pete Rose will be coming up. That infield is a gathered for a conference. Harrelson, Meehan, Garrett. Hahn has gone over to talk to Cleon Jones. Tug McGraw throwing in the bullpen. Yogi Berra talking to Seaver, who's still seated in the dugout. Pitching coach Rube Walker standing looking out onto the field spot. It appears that he simply changed the shoe or the shoelace or something of that sort. He is running back to the mound. Seaver is, which is tended to indicate the fact that there was nothing serious. He looks now at the shoe, at the heel of the shoe. So perhaps it was some difficulty with the lace or with the shoe. Whatever it was, he was well aware of it. He was well aware of the fact that something had happened. Now he tosses the ball a time or two over to Wayne Garrett to get ready to pitch to Pete Rose. Pete Rose has gone 0-3. Fouled to third, slide to left, called out on strike, switch hitter batting left, led the National League in batting this year. The Mets are leading 1-0 as the Reds bat on the bottom of the eighth inning. One man out, nobody on base. Seaver takes the side. Here is the pitch to Charlie Hustle, and it's high for a ball, 1-0. With Billingham out of the game, Tom Hall is still throwing in the bullpen for the Cincinnati Reds. Mets are playing Pete Rose deep and squarely away. Here's a pin for a call strike. Fastball. It's 1-1. The Mets have had 3 hits and the Reds have had 4. Rose waits for the 1-1 offering of Tom Seaver and is on the way. Breaking pitch sails high and he goes behind 2-1. Seaver does. Joe Morgan is on deck. This is the 2-1 delivery. A fastball in for a call strike. He popped it. It's 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rose wipes the barrel of the bat off on his uniform and now steps back in with a 2-2 count. Jerry Grody sends out the sign. Here's the 2-2 delivery. Swung on, foul up to the left side. It's up into the seats and out of play. So the count holds at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now to Pete Rose. He backs out of the batter's box, looking at Seaver. He takes the new ball and rubs it up. Rose still hasn't stepped back into the batter's box. Now he moves back up. Swings the bat loosely a time or two. Wide stance at the plate. Bats out of a crouch. Seaver goes into the motion. Here's the 2-2 delivery. Fastball swung and hit. We're back and right. It's going. It was a 2-2 pitch and he hit it up into the seats in right field. The fans still are up and yelling all around the park, so Joe Morgan walks back toward the dugout. Seaver was ready to continue, however, the fans are still up and roaring. As they had seen their Reds go down the drink here this afternoon, and they've seen them come back from the brink. It's a 1-1 tie. One man out, nobody on, and Joe Morgan at the plate. Pete Rose had only 5 home runs throughout the entire season, but he has hit one off Seaver here this afternoon. Here's a pitch high for a ball. It's 1-0. Morgan has gone 0-for-3. He popped to third. He flied to right. He popped to short. Seaver into the motion. Pitch to the left-hand batter. Fastball, line, foul up the right field line across the bullpen of the Cincinnati Reds. Dan Driesen is waiting on deck. Tom Hall still throwing down there in the bullpen. Doug McGraw throwing in the Met bullpen. Seaver gets a sign. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Fastball, foul back and out of play. It's 1-1 to Joe Morgan. Reds are batting in the bottom of the 8th inning. And the score is tied. The Mets won and the Reds won. The Mets got their run in the 2nd inning. Made it stand up until just this moment when Pete Rose hit a home run on a 2-2 pitch. Here's a pitch inside low and the count goes even at 2-2 now to Joe Morgan. Seaver offers 2-2. Curveball swung on it. And the strikeout number 13 for Seaver. Two Reds are out. Wayne Garrett has started for the dugout. Now Dan Driesen is coming up. He had a pop fly double in the 4th inning on which Cleon Jones and Bud Harrelson crisscrossed. The ball fell in between them. Otherwise, Driesen has grounded out and struck out 1-for-3 left-hand batters. Score tied 1-1. The Reds are batting in the bottom of the 8th. Crowd is still buzzing all around this big ballpark. And here's the pitch. Fastball high and away for a ball. It's 1-0. Tony Perez is on deck for the Cincinnati Reds. This is a 1-0 delivery, not a Driesen. And it's in there for a call strike, 1-1. He's been boom for Rookie of the Year honors. Driesen, who played first base most of his baseball career, but the Reds had to have a third baseman, so they made one out of Driesen. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Curveball hits in the dirt. Short hop by Brody. So the count is 2-1. Dennis Sundy and Alex Gammas were the men who molded Dreesen into a defensive third baseman. No one had to mold him at the plate. He could always swing the bat. Here's the 2-1 delivery. Fastball swung on it in the air to left. Leon Jones is coming on. He makes the catch and the side is retired. But the Cincinnati Reds get a run on a hit, the home of our Rose. No errors, none left, and at the end of 8 innings, the score is the Reds 1 and the Mets 1.
14 WABY.
The horses are in the starting gate for the 7th race from Belmont Park. Paris 3, 2nd, Restless Keys is 3rd. Fortunate Bid, 4th. Two-timing Lass is 5th, and Irish Sonnet is 6th. Rounding out the field is Dancelot, 7th, Plunder, 8th, and Special Dot is 9th. Then it's Nancy G, the Triotic Lady, Talking Picture, I'm a Pleasure, and Chris Everett. First turn, that's Paris Freeze with the lead. Restless Keys second. Two Diving Lass is 3rd. Rayzella is 4th. Long Rock Stretch, that's Paris Freeze, followed by Special Guidance and Rayzella 3rd. Restless Keys 4th. Then it's Two Diving Lass and Dance a Lot. On the final turn, that's Rayzella with the lead. Two Diving Lass and Blunder is 3rd. Chris Everett is 4th. I'm a Pleasure challenging now for the lead. And under the wire, it's Blunder, in to be the winner, with 2nd, and I'm a Pleasure, 3rd. The results of the 7th race are unofficial.
In 1973, Capital Country will hear the New York Jets in action right here on WABY Sports Radio 14 Albany. This is Marty Glickman. Along with Larry Grantham, we'll bring you all the Jets action right from the 50-yard line at home and away.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. The results of the 7th race are now official. The winner, OTB letter G, Blunder, pays 13, 60, 780, and 660. OTB letter L, the place horse, Chris Everett, pays $9 and $7. And OTB letter A, I'm a Pleasure, pays $12.20. Quip was scratched. Time of the 7th race, 1 minute 36 and 2 fifth seconds.
14 WABY.
Put onto that right foot, so that's why he took off the right shoe and made the change in the dugout. That wasn't anything physical, it was an equipment problem. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Rusty Staub. That is high. Tom Hall goes behind 3-0. Dillingham pitched 8 innings, gave up 1 run on only 3 hits. He struck out 6 and he walked 3. That set him on the ropes when they loaded the bases with one man out in the first inning, but did not score then. Here's a pitch that is taken in there. Fastball for a call strike. 3-1 to Staub. Staub walked in the first. Fly to center in the third. Grounded out in the sixth. 0-2. This will be a 3-1 delivery, and it's on the way. High and tight, walked him, and the Mets pick up a leadoff base runner here in the top of the 9th inning. Rusty Staub, who is not blessed with great speed, goes to first base. Base on ball. 4th walk the Mets have drawn today. The first one issued by Hall. He's only faced one batter. John Milner's coming up. Had a base hit in the first. Since then has walked and was caught on a strike. Looks to Eddie Yost to see how the Mets will play it. Tony Perez at first base holds against the runner. Dreesen is in at third. Pitch is high as Milner squared the butt. Milner has thrown the butt. Now the crowd's getting upset at the lack of control by relief pitcher Tom Hall. Dreesen moves up even more after having seen Milner, the cleanup batter, move into bunting stance. Score is tied 1-1. Mets bat in the ninth. Milner's around. Takes high again. So now, Tom Hall has gone behind 2-0. Here comes Sparky Anderson looking at the bullpen. He might bring Pedro Borbón in here right now. Borbón was his ace in the bullpen. The count is 2-0. As Hall has had a little control trouble, he's gone behind 2-0 on Milner, who's been bunting on the first two pitches. Sparky Anderson at the mound. So Rusty Staub calls time and is running into the dugout to some purpose. That is all for Tom Hall. Pedro Borbón is being brought in. So Sparky Anderson goes to the quick hook and takes Hall out of the ballgame right now. Only Mike Marshall of the Montreal Expos appeared in more games than did Pedro Borbon, he appeared against the Mets five times. This is his 81st appearance. He has a record of 11 wins and 4 losses. Last time out on the 30th of September, he went 2 innings against the Giants, gave up no runs and no hits. Pedro Borbon finished the season with a 9-game winning streak. His last loss was July 4th to San Francisco. In that span, he also had 7 saves. His earned run average since the 4th of July was 1.09. That's fantastic. The Dominican right-hander gave up only 4 home runs in 121 innings. So that is why Sparky Anderson went so quickly to Borbon. Right-hander taking his warm-up pitches now. See how Yogi Berra plays it here. Situation, score tied 1-1. Mets batting in the 9th inning. Rusty Staub, the runner at first. But now a right-hander, Pedro Borbon, has come in. The set John Milner, left-hand batter to play it, and the count is 2-0. Yogi had the bunt on the first 2 pitches. Does he leave the bunt on? Does he take it off and let Milner swing away at a 2-0 pitch against a right-hand pitcher? Well, those are percentages that the manager has to figure out in making his decision. Milner is followed in the order by right-hand batter Cleon Jones, right-hand batter Jerry Grody. One whale of a ball game here at Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, Ohio, as the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds battle for the pennant in the National League. This is the best-of-5 series. First 2 games here, and then whatever games are necessary back in New York, starting on Monday afternoon at 2 p.m. New York time. John Milner is in and waiting. Rusty Staub, he's out the bag at first. Throw to first, not in time. Harris holding against the runner. Greasing in on the turf there at third. Borbon sets up. Here's the pitch. He's swinging away, but takes high. He was not bunting. He was ready to swing away. The count's gone 3-0 now. Might have him take. Although a power hitter like Milner frequently is turned loose on a 3-0. If he gets what he likes. Staub takes his lead. Borbon has the sign. Here's the pitch. It's taken in there for a call strike. It's 3-1 now to Milner. Now what do? Do you go back to the bunt to try to move the runner up, or do you let Milner swing away on a 3-1? Whatever it is, the information has been passed along to Milner from sign man Eddie Yost at third. Borbon says, here's the pitch. He's around, and the pitch is in for a call strike. Count's full at 3-2. He squared around to bunt, but took the pitch, and the count is full at 3-2. So now another managerial decision. Nobody out. The Mets are trying to build a run here in the top half of the 9th inning. Score tied 1-1. Pedro Borbon has the sign. Staub is running. Hit and run. Fly ball to center. Staub retreats to first. Geronimo's there. Geronimo waits, makes the catch. Staub tags the cross roll and goes back to first. So the Mets switched off the hit and run on the 3-2. But Milner flies to center, and that brings up Cleon Jones with one man out. Leon has grounded into a double play, struck out swinging, grounded out, gone 0-for-3 here today. The Mets made their one-run lead stand up from the first inning to the 8th inning, but then one swing of the bat, a Pete Rose sent the ball flying out into the seats in right. And the Cincinnati Reds had tied the score at 1-1, and that's where it is just now, with the Mets batting in the top of the 9th inning. Borbon pitched to Jones. Low and away for a ball. It's 1-0. Rusty Staub takes his lead at first. Borbon delivers. Pitches in for a call strike to Jones. It's 1-1. Park was packed and jammed for the first pitch, and it's still packed and jammed. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Just off the outside corner, and it's 2-1. 2-1 is the count. Just missed the outside corner. When there's Sudol, the plate umpire, calls the pitch, he sometimes indicates with the pantomime where it was. He indicated with his right hand that it was off the corner. Some of the fans misread that initially. This will be a 2-1 delivery. Swung on and hit in the air to center field. Right center, Geronimo drifts over. He's there. Staub is tagged at first. Geronimo makes the catch. Staub comes off. Goss the throw and goes back. Two away, and Leon Jones has fly to center. Grody is the batter. Jerry Grody has fly to center, grounded out and struck out. He's gone 0 for 3. One comes down, smooths out the dirt there, where he's been striding on the mound. Here's the pitch to Grody. Fastball low, and it's ball one. 1-0 the count, with Staub at first base and two men out. Outfield differentiated toward right against Grody. That pitch sails high. So Borbon goes behind 2-0 to Grody. He's followed in the order by Don Hahn. Now the pitch. In there for a call strike. It's 2-1 to Grody. Jerry's hitting 256 in a year. Hitting better than 300 since August 1st. Down the stretch, he had a number of big hits. Here's a 2-1 offering, and it's a fastball low. Borbon goes behind, now 3-1. So Walt Grody would be to push the possible go-ahead run into scoring position at second base. Grody moves back in. Borbon bends forward now to take the sign. Gets it, 3-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. It's full at 3-2. It'll be an automatic start now for Rusty Staub. On the pitch, Staub will be moving. Two men out. Runner at first. Score tied 1-1 in the ninth inning. Harris playing behind the runner at first. There goes Staub. Here's a swing and a ground ball. A high chopper to short. Drives by Crosby. Throw to first and in time. Got him. The side is retired. Nothing across. A walk, rather, and one left. A walk and one left, and in the middle of the ninth inning, the score is the Mets 1 and the Reds 1.
The Capital District. This is the home of the New York Knicks. WABY, Albany.
WABY.
Market announces its first annual Columbus Day weekend sale. $1 million worth of name brand ski equipment drastically reduced. K2's last year's model, regularly $135, now only $99.50. Rossignol skis values up to $160, now $69.88. Goose Down Parkers, regularly $60, prices slashed to $34.88. Brand new Tyrolia bindings, regularly $32.50, now only $19.88. And many, many more super savings at the ski market. 600 choice connected to Road Latham, open Monday through Friday, 10 till 10. Saturday till 6. Use your Bank of America card or MasterCharge. The ski markets.
Everyone knows that the new 74s are out and at Knowles Pontiac, they're on display and ready to be delivered. But what you don't know is how many new 1973s we want to deliver by the end of October. And you don't know what we at Knowles will do to satisfy you on our 1973 Le Mans Sport, luxury Le Mans, station wagons, Catalina, and Bonneville. You can save up to $1,200. Get to know us today at Knowles Pontiac. It will be well worth the trip to 6th Avenue to Knowles Pontiac in North Troy.
Tom Seaver has struck out 13, walked none. Ferris has grounded out, flied out, struck out. He's gone 0 for 3. Right-hand batter facing Seaver. So he's into the motion, and here is the pitch. Curveball hit on the ground to short. Bud Harrelson has it. He goes across in time, and Ferris has grounded out. Short to first. Johnny Bench is coming up. He's had two hits today. He's 2 for 3. batting here with one man out and nobody on as the Reds are batting in the bottom of the ninth inning. Breaking pitch, and it's low for a ball. The score is tied, 1-1. Here's a pitch. Swung on, hit deep to left. It's fair back. Going, going, and it is gone for a home run for Johnny Bench. The Cincinnati Reds win by a score of 2-1. Bench is rounding the bases. Seaver is almost at the dugout. Johnny Bench is in a home run, and all the Reds are at the plate, led by Pete Rose, as Bench hits a 1-0 pitch out of the lot, and the Cincinnati Reds have won the game. They are jubilant at the plate as two home runs, one in the eighth and one in the ninth inning, won it for the Cincinnati Reds as they have beaten Tom Seaver, and the Cincinnati Reds take a lead of 1-0 in the championship series. It was a 1-0 pitch. It was a line drive home run over the left field fence. It hit the back wall but cleared the front wall, which is the home run marker. Johnny Bench, who had 25 home runs during regular season play, hit that one out on a 1-0 pitch with one man out in the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Cincinnati Reds have won it by a final score of 2-1. Seaver takes the loss. Pedro Borbon gets the win. We'll be back in a moment with the final summary and totals, right?
Let Protective Loan help make financial problems disappear with a bill consolidation loan. Protective Loan gives fast, friendly, one-day service and will even help with family budgeting advice. Protective Loan likes to help people like you. And now Protective Loan can lend you up to $2,500 for any good reason. There's always a Protective Loan office nearby in North Troy at 603 2nd Avenue, 620 Columbia Turnpike East Greenbush, and in Menands at 291 Broadway.
Attention skiers, the ski market announces its first annual Columbus Day weekend sale. $1 million worth of name brand ski equipment drastically reduced. K2's last year's model, regularly $135, now only $99.50. Rossignol skis values up to $160, now $69.88. Goosetown Parkers, regularly $60, prices slashed to $34.88. Brand new Tyrolia bindings, regularly $32.50, now only $19.88. And many, many more super savings at the ski market. 600 Choice Connecticut Road, Latham, open Monday through Friday, 10 till 10, Saturday till 6. Use your Bank America card or MasterCharge. The ski markets.
14 WABY.
Crowd here at Riverfront Stadium is still standing, savoring the impact of the sudden victory of the Cincinnati Reds as Johnny Bench hits the ball over the left field fence. We knew coming into the championship series that it would be basically Mets pitching against Cincinnati power. We saw plenty of both. Both was magnificent here this afternoon. Tom Seaver on the mound for the New York Mets had the Cincinnati Reds shut out until the eighth inning. Seaver struck out 13 Reds in all. The New York Mets, on the other hand, had Billingham off the ropes in the very first inning. Wayne Garrett led off of the base hit, which sacrificed the second. Rusty Staub walked and Milner singled. There was action in the bullpen as Sparky Anderson had Borbon up and throwing, but then Cleon Jones grounded into a double play. But in the second inning, with two men out, Bud Harrelson walked. Seaver himself doubled all the way to the wall in left center. Harrelson raced home from first, and the New York Mets had a 1-0 lead. At that point, Billingham got things straightened out, and he was untouchable thereafter. However, the 1-0 lead stood up until Pete Rose came up for the Cincinnati Reds with one man out in the eighth inning. The count was 2-2 to Pete Rose, ball over the right field fence and back up into the seat for a home run that tied the score at 1-1. And so the Cincinnati Reds then came up in the bottom of the ninth. Tony Parrish grounded out short to first. The count was 1-0 to Johnny Bench when he lined the ball over the left field fence for a home run that won the ball game for the Cincinnati Reds by a score of 2-1. So we'll have another game to be played here tomorrow afternoon. We'll be on the air at 4 p.m. to bring you that one. And it's going to be John Matlack going for the New York Mets against Don Gullett of the Cincinnati Reds. 4 p.m. New York time tomorrow. Second game, and this is the best of five series. And we'll move back to New York on Monday afternoon. So the final score again was the Reds 2, the Mets 1. We'll be back with more in just 1 minute.
Cadillac, for 1974, the standard of American automobile excellence, is now available for your inspection at Headley Cadillac Oldsmobile, 515 River Street in Troy. Cadillac, with 9 luxurious models to choose from, brings new concepts in styling and comfort, responsive handling, and the number one car for resale value when it comes time to trade. Cadillac for 1974 from Headley will bring the finest in driving pleasure to you and your family. But whether it's a new or previously owned Cadillac, Headley Cadillac Oldsmobile in Troy will make the ownership of America's ultimate automobile your finest in car buying experience. See the 74 Cadillac at Headley, 515 River Street, Troy. You'll know why Cadillac outsells the leading luxury car 2-1.
WABY.
Making that pause for equipment trouble, gave up the home run to Pete Rose and a succeeding home run to Johnny Bench. Here are the final totals for the Cincinnati Reds. 2 runs on 6 hits and no errors. For the Mets, 1 run on 3 hits and no errors. Morbon gets the win. Seaver takes the loss. Be with us tomorrow at 4 p.m. New York time when the Mets again meet the Cincinnati Reds in game number 2 of the championship series. The final score again, the Reds 2 and the Mets 1.
There's great news from Holiday Manor mobile home sales. Now, at both Holiday Manor locations, Route 50 Boston Spa and Route 9 Latham, complete no-down payment mobile home purchasing is available. That's right. Holiday Manor offers the total quality Eagle mobile home with widths up to 24 feet and luxurious comfort all the way to 70 feet long and available with no down payment. You can choose your favorite style of interior decoration with an Eagle home from Holiday Manor. And for financing tailored to your budget, Holiday recommends mobile home financing through Schenectady Discount Corporation, 1720 Central Avenue, Albany. The mobile home financing specialists. SDC offers all types of mobile home financing at low bank rates. They're a great team. A complete, no-down payment mobile home from Holiday Manor. Mobile homes and professional financing assistance from Schenectady Discount Corporation. See them soon.
Attention skiers, the ski market announces its first annual Columbus Day weekend sale. $1 million worth of name brand ski equipment drastically reduced. K2's last year's model, regularly $125, now only $99.50. Rossi Bell skis values up to $160, now $69.88. Cruisetown Parkers, regularly $60, priced to $34.88. Brand new Tyrolean bindings, regularly $32.50, now only $19.88. And many, many more super savings at the ski market. 600 Troy Schenectady Road, Latham, open Monday through Friday, 10 till 10, Saturday till 6. Use your Bank America card or MasterCharge. The Ski Market.
Mets Baseball, another sports exclusive from WABY.
Brand new Tyrolean bindings, regularly $32.50, now only $19.88. And many, many more super savings at the ski market. 600 Choice Schenectady Road, Latham, open Monday through Friday, 10 till 10, Saturday till 6. Use your Bank America card or MasterCharge. The ski market.
Mets Baseball, another sports exclusive from WABY.